Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey there, I'm Lark.
I'm Jessica.
And I'm Hillary. We're the hosts of Hearsay, a new podcast series from the National Women's Law Center.
In each episode, we deep dive into the cultural moments that live rent-free in our heads. From exploring workers' rights through reality TV to walking down memory lane revisiting the many flawed media depictions of abortion.
Because we work at NWLC, we have access to the experts who can help us connect the dots between the issues that we work on and those pop culture moments that you just can't stop thinking about.
Join us each episode as we debrief on the latest happenings in our corners of the internet and explore what they mean for society as a whole.
Subscribe now to Hearsay wherever you get your podcasts, and let's dive deep into the moments that define us.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're highlighting ragers, women who use their anger, often righteous, though not always, to accomplish extraordinary things. Today, we're talking about a working-class woman who dedicated her life to the fight for equality and economic justice for women in Australia. Let's talk about Zelda DiPrano. Zelda DiPrano was born in Melbourne, Australia, on January 24, 1928. Her parents were working-class immigrants who'd moved to the city to give their children a better life. Growing up during the Great Depression, Zelda saw a lot of poverty. Her mother joined the Communist Party in an effort to improve the unfair living conditions she saw around her. At 14 years old, Zelda traded in her school books for a factory smock. She wanted to alleviate the financial burden on her parents, who were raising three kids. Her first job was spreading jam onto shortbread cookies. But Zelda didn't keep that job, or any factory job, for very long. She was quick to call out discrimination against women or dangerous working conditions, and was often fired as a result. Zelda's priorities briefly shifted when she married at 16 and became a mother a year later. Zelda loved her daughter, but being a stay-at-home mother didn't fulfill her in the way she expected. Zelda looked for an outlet and found one in the rising cost of gas and electricity. Zelda brought together moms in her neighborhood to form a discussion group about the issue. In 1949, Zelda and her husband joined their local branch of the Communist Party of Australia. The CPA gave Zelda the education she never received. It also boosted her social network with like-minded people. She became the party's secretary in 1956. Zelda rejoined the workforce as a dental assistant. Over time, she worked her way up to become a nurse. While at the hospital, Zelda joined the Hospital Employees Federation Union. But she found it did very little to support women. After 15 years as a dental nurse, Zelda left to work as a clerk at the Australian Meat Industry Employees Union, or the AMIEU. At the time, the union was involved in an equal pay case at the arbitration court, which settled industrial disputes. Zelda went to the court hearings and was shocked to learn that all the big players were men. Zelda was outraged. In an act of rebellion, she chained herself to the entrance of the Commonwealth building during her lunch break. It created quite a media frenzy. The next day, newspapers read, "In chains on equal pay." 10 days later, teachers Alva Geeky and Thelma Solomon joined Zelda in a second chain-up, this time at the entrance of the arbitration court. By the 1960s, the women's liberation movement was in full swing. Zelda was inspired by the uprising of women all over the world. In August of 1970, Zelda helped create the Women's Action Committee. Feminist organizing in Australia moved from the periphery to center stage. In her biography, Zelda wrote that the goal was to help more women become politically active because we had passed the stage of caring about a ladylike image because women had for too long been polite and were still being ignored. Because of her outspokenness, the AMIEU fired Zelda in 1970. A year later, she left the Communist Party and the union movement. They were sexist, and their words didn't align with their actions. They preached about workers' rights, when in reality, workers were subject to unsafe and unequal conditions. Chaining herself to the entrances of buildings wasn't Zelda's only form of protest. When traveling around Melbourne, she only paid 75% of the tram fare, representing the 75% wage that women were paid compared to men. She organized bar crawls highlighting that women were only allowed to drink in lounges where drinks were more expensive. The Women's Action Committee protested sexist Miss Teenage contests. In 1972, Zelda and her fellow activists formed the Women's Liberation Center. It became a safe space for women to gather and discuss how to address issues like discrimination at work, abortion law reform, rape culture, and sexist advertising. In 1974, the Women's Action Committee earned a win. The arbitration court ruled that all workers, regardless of gender, would receive the same minimum wage. Zelda was committed to bringing as much attention as possible to the fight for pay equity. In 2001, she published a book about Kath Williams, an early advocate for gender equality. Zelda wanted people to be aware of the long history of the fight for pay justice in Australia. She received many awards for this work, including being among the first 100 women admitted to the Victorian Honor Roll of Women. In her later years, Zelda divorced, remarried, and moved to New South Wales. As she outlived many of her fellow activists, she craved stimulating conversation with those of the same belief and values. She fulfilled some of that by mentoring young feminists. Zelda DiPrano died on February 21, 2018. She was 90 years old. All month, we've been talking about ragers. Tune in tomorrow for the start of a new theme. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey there, I'm Lark.
I'm Jessica.
And I'm Hillary. We're the hosts of Hearsay, a new podcast series from the National Women's Law Center.
In each episode, we deep dive into the cultural moments that live rent-free in our heads. From exploring workers' rights through reality TV to walking down memory lane, revisiting the many flawed media depictions of abortion.
Because we work at NWLC, we have access to the experts who can help us connect the dots between the issues that we work on and those pop culture moments that you just can't stop thinking about.
Join us each episode as we debrief on the latest happenings in our corners of the internet and explore what they mean for society as a whole.
Subscribe now to Hearsay wherever you get your podcasts, and let's dive deep into the moments that define us.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.